Chapter 10. The time is now. Sow to yourself in righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Hosea 10:12. We had now been in this glorious unveiling of the glory of God for almost 6 hours. As the pastor tried as best he could to end the service and the grace that was being shared, the presence of the Lord was still so potent in the building that people were still falling under the power of the Spirit, with no hands being laid upon them. Quite a number of people stayed to continue to savor the atmosphere, still in shock over what had happened. Sadly, though, what was a shock to the congregation is what the Lord desires for us to experience every time we gather in his presence to worship. The pastor then made an invitation for all who remained to come to lunch, and then he proceeded to cancel the final meeting for the night, which had earlier been scheduled. The Lord had visited us, and everything in addition would have been mere works or religion. It was great that he was sensitive to the Spirit to call off the evening meeting. After I regained full consciousness, we proceeded to have lunch as a body and glorified the Lord for what he had done in our midst. It was over lunch that a lot of the events that I have narrated were described by individuals who personally encountered him and witnessed the movement of God so powerfully that morning. It was such a time of untold and indescribable joy. Our lives never remained the same. I discovered the next day that word had spread around the city and local churches about what happened that morning. Consequently, a lot of people showed up for the now cancelled evening service, waiting eagerly for the church doors to open at 6 p.m. The people were so hungry to have an encounter. One of the church staff had come to get something from the church office that evening and noticed all of the people waiting to get in. It was then that she told them that the evening service had been cancelled. Greatly disappointed, the people dispersed and returned to their various homes. Oh, that there always would be a desperation for his presence! That our hearts would yearn again to be deeply touched by the precious Holy Spirit. The Eternal Creator desires to have the type of fellowship that was lost with Adam's fall fully restored with us. The reality is that the Lord wants to spend so much time with us, more than we could ever imagine or desire to spend with him. He has waited and continues to wait for his prized possessions to commune with him. If the Lord ever had a weakness, and I say this in humility and reverence, it would be worship. David understood that, and that is why he was called a man after God's own heart. Acts 13:22. What an awesome description for a man to be known in such a way. Even with the grievous sins of adultery and murder David committed, our Saviour and Redeemer, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, Jesus Christ, still came through his lineage. Matthew 1:1-25. Abraham understood the importance of initiating worship with God. When the Lord asked him to sacrifice his child of promise, the one he birthed after almost a century of waiting, he told his servants during the journey of obedience to the Lord that he would go yonder with Isaac to worship God. Genesis 22:5. He understood that there was a deeper, more intimate place with God in worship that you just cannot take everyone into. There has to be a separation, a personal choice made to access the eternal God in the place of worship. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must do so in spirit and in truth. It's not a choice, it's a command. It's time to move out of religion and into a place of relationship, out of routine and into reality, out of prayerlessness and into a place of passionate pursuit. The Father is waiting on us. He is longing for us to return to that place of intimacy where he reveals secrets to his sons and daughters. He is calling us back into the secret place of holiness for the rest of our days. He longs to be with us more than we could ever long to be with him. Our worship should become attractive, a genuine act that can lead people to a place of discovery of the Messiah and show that we really know and love the God we profess to worship. This is what happened to the woman at the well when she had an encounter with Jesus. Therefore, when the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself did not baptize, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again to Galilee. But he needed to go through Samaria. The woman then left her water pot, went her way into the city, and said to the men, "Come, see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ?" John 4, 1-4, 28-29, New King James Version. When Jesus met the lady at the well in John chapter 4, he was on his way to Samaria. But after the encounter with the woman, he did not have to go anymore. The woman's life and testimony brought the people of that city to a place of realization that this woman had indeed encountered the Messiah. They were so impacted that they left their city to go greet him at the same place the woman met with him. They then concluded that they now believed in him as the Messiah, the Savior of the world, not because of what she said, but because of what they heard from the Lord himself. Ultimately, the Lord wants to reveal himself through us, to make his messianic deity known to all men. When worship becomes a way of life for us, our lives begin to carry the fragrance of his presence. People begin to see Christ in us, and they are attracted to knowing him in a personal way. I have seen the Lord move in people of various races, Caucasians, African Americans, Latinos, etc., in school buildings, community halls, house fellowships, and the list goes on. God does not discriminate against people, places, and cultures. Acts 10:34. If we seek him with all of our hearts, we will find him. Friend, you can encounter God in the way described in this book, even deeper and more intimately. Maybe your heart has grown cold towards him. Maybe your worship experience has become lifeless, and you just go through the motions. You may even believe that this experience is not one that you could ever experience. I encourage you to give your heart to him again, if you have not already done so. If you have before, it may be time to rededicate yourself to him. This time, do not let it be mere words, but rather a commitment to total surrender. There is a difference between the two. The former you can get out of. We see that so much in our world today. But the latter you cannot. Simply put, when we truly surrender to the Lord and choose to live a surrendered life, we are declaring to the world and to the devil that our lives no longer belong to us. God now rules and reigns over the affairs of our lives. Now, only he is in total control. Give your heart to him again today, and let him send times of refreshing that come only from his presence. If you really want to experience a new beginning and fresh encounter with the Lord today, just say this prayer and mean it with all of your heart. Father, I come before your throne of mercy, just as I am. I repent of all my sins and ask you to forgive me. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life today. I now totally surrender my life to you. Thank you for being the Lord of my life, Jesus is now my Lord and Saviour. Congratulations and welcome back, or for the first time, to fellowship with and the family of God. Please seek out a good church or fellowship group. Connect yourself to people who are seeking after the kingdom of God and passionately pursue Him in the place of worship and intercession. I hope that you have been tremendously blessed through this journey, and I pray that the Lord will meet with you in a special way today. The Father is longing and waiting for you to meet with Him. He wants to show you wonderful mysteries and tell you of the greatness and the wonder of His glory. He wants to instruct you in His wisdom and reveal His manifest presence to you. It's time to tap in. The journey begins now. Next time you have a free moment, some personal time alone, just worship. Father, I come before you with a surrendered heart. I lay my all at your feet in reverence. I acknowledge your greatness and the splendor of your majesty. Father, I ask that you would do a fresh work in me, that you would renew my heart and give me a new passion for your presence. Envelop me in your glory and bring me to a place of real encounter again in worship. Fill my life to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and make me a vessel of honor, truly sanctified and fit for your use now and always. In your Son's precious name, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Till we meet, remain desperate for His presence. God bless you.